Hello, this is Dr. Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital here with another podcast. So I have asked people to give me topics for these podcasts. I'm going to ask everyone else who's listening, all three of you, to either hit our Facebook page, which is Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital on Facebook, and you can leave a message on that for a request for a podcast, or you can reply to one of our blogs and ask for more information, or even our podcasts. We are not running out of topics, but I'm just curious what people are interested in hearing about. So what's the number one question that comes in the emergency vet office? You'd be surprised. The number one question is, how much does it cost and why does it cost so much? And I want to address that today just because this is a big issue for veterinary medicine in general and emergency medicine specifically, costs, you know. We love our pets. We do everything for them. But if the bill is going to be $6,000, that's something to certainly consider, $500 or $20 in some cases. Let me begin by talking about veterinary medicine in general. Veterinary medicine in general is getting more expensive, for sure. Like everything else in the world, it's getting more expensive. And some of the reasons for this expense are, you know, veterinarians coming out of vet school have hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, every one of them. The vet schools back in the day used to be $2,000 a year because they were state subsidized and in state schools. Now, $30,000 to $40,000 a year is not unheard of, with living expenses, lost wages, because you're not making any money while you're in school for 4 years after college. So the average vet is in school for 8 years. Minimum, many more just to get into vet school. They've got masters and PhDs ahead of that. So the veterinarian comes out of school with a lot of debt. Second, drug costs are going through the roof. And the reason they're going through the roof is because human medicine relies on insurance companies to subsidize these costs. Well, veterinary medicine, we don't really have insurance. At least we do, but it's not widespread. And so the drug companies can increase their drug costs really without any kind of risk of having a backlash from the human side. So, for example, 5 years ago, you could buy a bottle of drugs for $10, and now they're probably about $30. And that's a three times increase in a couple of years. Next, certainly in this area, high rent. Veterinary offices require large spaces. I mean, we need space. We need space from our neighbors because of the dog barking, the waste, the noise, the traffic. So there's high rent, certainly. Where in the past, veterinarians often worked in more rural locations, whereas now they're popping up in major cities and major metropolises. The expectation from clients is much higher. You know, there's that old Gary Larson cartoon where if your horse is sick, you just shoot it. Well, now we can actually fix your horse. And dogs, too. You know, there used to be no treatment for Lyme disease. Used to be no treatment for broken legs. Used to be no treatment for GDVs. Used to be no treatment for any of these things. Now we have surgical treatments and people expect us to fix their animal. Well, that takes a lot of time and money, certainly. I mean, you know, cat life expectancy in the 50s, I think, was as low as 9 or 10 years old. Now we're getting cats that are 21, 22 years old. That's through better feeding, for sure, but also through better medicine, vaccines, things like that. Veterinarians currently have to compete with the big boxes. You know, there are a lot of large industries in the veterinary field that are starting to cramp down on the mom-and-pop veterinarians. There's VCAs and Banfields, which are good organizations, but it's a big company running a vet office. There's certainly discounts for that company that are going to make it much easier for them to profit and then kind of squeeze the mom-and-pops out, just like everything else in the world. Also, you know, there's a competition for some of the staples, flea and tick medicines that used to be, you know, sold through veterinarians and used to be kind of their bread and butter, now are being sold by Target and Walmart, and some of which are sold illegally, believe it or not, even by those big companies. Vet offices have to have their own computers, in-house testing labs. People demand results instantly versus 3 or 4 days later, which is very fair. Taxes, things that you don't consider, you know, it's a small business. We succumb to all the other small business problems that everyone else does. There's conferences. The state requires a certain number of continuing education credits every year. These get very expensive. I mean, we usually spend a few thousand dollars each, veterinarians at least, every year on continuing education. It's one of the costs of doing business. So the field in general is getting expensive, but that people seem to accept and understand to some degree. When you go to your vet office, you know what to expect. The emergency room is even more expensive, and running one, I know. Well, first you got to think we've got 14-hour shifts, right? So we're working from 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. and then 24 hours on the weekends. Your regular vet is an 8-hour day, a regular 9 to 5 day essentially. So we've got to pay staff certainly longer. Then the staff has to be willing to work overnights, weekends, and holidays. Every one of my staff members works Christmas Day, Christmas night, New Year's Eve, 4th of July. It gets kind of demanding, and therefore you have to pay accordingly, certainly. The other thing is we have to have a certification level and a level of experience. Every veterinarian has a level of experience. Every veterinary staff is good, especially in this area. We have great veterinarians and great staff. I mean, your local vet down the street is actually a very good vet in this area, certainly in Charlottesville, and probably wherever you live. But the emergency room doesn't kind of get the slow half-hour appointment opportunities that a day vet has. And so the staff has to be a little more prepared to deal with crashing animals, serious problems, has to be able to deal with the worst of the worst on a regular basis. And therefore, they might need a little more experience than your regular day vet. There's really no bread and butter cases for an emergency room. No one comes in for vaccines or nail trims or grooming. There's nothing really easy. It's all, you know, essentially very serious situations, things that most people consider horrible, which we help and try to fix. The other thing about an emergency room is we've got to keep on stock drugs and supplies that most day veterinarians don't keep. We keep a full stock, usually of blood products. These are very expensive and expire very shortly. We also keep high-end drugs for serious emergencies, which most day vets don't keep, or if they do, you know, good for them, certainly. But these drugs are expensive and sit on the shelf and then often expire. You know, ethylene glycol toxicity, which is antifreeze, requires a very, very expensive drug, which has a fairly short expiration date. Some of these other drugs for snake bites and things like that are really expensive. You know, back to that, we also have the drug charges raising from the regular veterinarians that we talked about earlier. You know, even these specific drugs, their prices have gone up even higher than regular drugs. So amoxicillin may have gone three times in the last 5 years, but something much more obscure, you know, like an antifreeze toxicity treatment is going to go up five times just because it can. Honestly, they can do that. The other thing is emergency rooms often have all in-house equipment. We can't send blood work out anywhere at 3 a.m., not for the most part. So we have CBC chem, clotting factor tests, electrolytes, blood gases. We've got digital x-rays, things like that that not every vet office has, although in this area most offices do have them because, again, we're in a very good veterinary area. You know, one of the other thing is that we also don't have appointments. So there are nights where nothing comes in, and that's great for the animal world, but difficult to keep a business running. We don't have the luxury of having 30-minute appointments. We often have nine things walk in at one time and then nothing else for 6 hours. It's just the nature of the beast, and it helps raise the cost for sure. You know, we've also got difficult cases. When you come to the emergency room, you're not coming in for a nail trim, a vaccine, and an ear clean. You usually come in because your dog or cat has been seriously injured or has a serious problem. We also don't have any history on your animal, so we don't know what it's normally like, obviously. So we've got to have to run tests. We've got to do our own assessment evaluation. We don't have the luxury of having known you, your family, and your dog for 7, 10 years, knowing exactly what you do at home. We get dogs that walk in and have seizures for no reason or, you know, have heart problems, and we don't have a history of that, so we kind of have to start a little bit at the beginning. None of these things are excuses, and I want to make sure that's true. None of these are excuses for raising the prices. It's excuses, honestly, for why the prices are borderline to basically high. Veterinarians probably make about the same amount of money no matter what field you're in. Believe it or not, the veterinarians that work overnight and weekends probably make about the same on an hourly basis as your regular day vet. And they're working, you know, overnights, holidays, Christmas night again. It's a different type of medicine that they enjoy, but the costs are not funneled into the clinic or the veterinarians. The costs are out into running the clinic. It's not a matter of us, you know, taking advantage of people. I definitely wouldn't think that. But it just costs more to run this type of business. I answer this question on a daily basis, I would say. The receptionist at our office answer it on a 5-time-a-day basis. And I just thought I'd let everyone know that so they can maybe get a little more insight into what it takes to run a business from 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. and weekends and, you know, Thanksgiving Day. Most of our staff doesn't get to eat big turkey with their families because they're taking care of, you know, emergencies, hit by cars, snake bites, things like that. And so it's certainly something to consider if you're looking at your bill from your emergency clinic versus looking at your bill from the day office. You should also look at your bill from your day vet and appreciate the value you're getting. When someone does a spay, that's an ovarian hysterectomy, you know, for a few hundred dollars, that's an open abdomen major procedure that in a human would cost thousands and thousands of dollars with the same four-year education minus, you know, some of the after graduate work, but for the same four-year education, and it's a few hundred dollars from the vet and a few thousand or more from human side. So it's something to consider. I mean, we use the same drugs as people use. We use the same equipment. It's a good value for your money, honestly. I am up for more questions. If people have questions, that just seems to be a question that people are sending in more and more. I hope I answer that. If you have comments, certainly feel free to make them. The best way to get questions to us is either on our website, which is www.greenbrier-emergency.com, or on our Facebook page, and you can look up Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital on the Facebook page. Now, there's a generic one that comes from Facebook. I don't know why, but we have a specific page with pictures and comments and quotes. Look for that one. Send us a message. Send us a page, you know, a question. If you want to see a podcast, we'd love to hear it. On our website, again, www.greenbrier-emergency.com, we've got a podcast and a blog section, and you can look for that for more information. I hope this was helpful and made you think about it. When you're doing your daily grind and figuring out things that cost money, this is something that, you know, you might want to put in the back of your head. It certainly costs money to have pets, but you do get your value back, certainly with the love of the animal, for sure, but even on the veterinary medicine side. I hope this is helpful and doesn't make anyone mad. Dr. Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital, give us a call or check us on the web. Thanks.